Wade, congratulations on back-to-back titles. You must be absolutely thrilled. Has it sunk in yet?
Only just.
Of course, you went there for a very good reason, apart from defending your title. There was a lot of talk last year, mainly from the mainland competitors, I've got to say, that you got a hometown victory at Simmons Plains and that you wouldn't be any good over there. You proved them wrong, though, didn't you?
And I certainly did, yes.
You went over earlier on to have a look at the raceway, Barbagallo Raceway at Perth, Western Australia. You went over and you leased a car for a meeting over there probably 4 or 5 months ago. How important was that? Did that really help when you were in the championship over the weekend?
No, it definitely did. We going over there this time and practicing on a Thursday, instead of trying to figure out the lines and the track, I already knew them from when I went over in June. So we were able to get straight down to business, get the car set up perfectly, and then we were able to put it on the front row and qualifying, and then the weekend sort of took off from there.
So you had three races to qualify for the final?
Yeah, we're qualifying three heats and then the final.
Okay, and you ended up qualifying on pole position, so you had a pretty good run through the heats?
Yeah, we won the first two heats. The first one we won by about a car length. The second heat was a lot closer. We only won by about half a car length. In the third heat, I dropped that one. I came second to Stephen Butcher, the New South Wales competitor, former Australian champion
yes,
in 2012,
yep.
So fierce competition, and that put me out of pole position for the final.
Okay, when I rang you on Sunday night to talk about the final, because I was keeping an eye on it, as a lot of Tasmanians were, and I can see by your Facebook page there's been a lot of congratulations there, so that must be really great for you to get that sort of support from home as well.
No, it certainly is. All the messages I received after winning the title, just say congratulations, well done, back to back. It's a super hard thing to do, and to be able to come over to WA, the furthest I could get away from a home track advantage, it's very special.
I got off the track a bit there, but when I spoke to you on Sunday night, you mentioned to me that it was a lot tougher than last year's. I guess that was because of the track, but the field was pretty strong too this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was. We had, like Stephen Butcher, I mentioned. We had Franz, who's a local competitor. That's the car I actually leased out when I went over in June. He's in that one, so I knew it was a reasonably good car, and if he was on the pace, he'd be hard to beat. And then we also had another local competitor, Miles Lockett, and we were pretty much locked in a four-way battle all weekend, and in the final, sort of come to a head, and me and Butcher fought it out for most of the race with Franz right behind us, and then coming into the second last corner on the last lap, Franz did a nice underbraking move and got into the front, which put me back to third, and all I had was the straight and one right-hand corner to figure out how to get myself in front, and just sort of everything worked out fine, and got my move done on the last corner and shot up the inside and, just won it.
And what was the margin again? 13 thousandths of a second or something like that?
Yeah, it was, 0.0135.
Yeah, gee, that is 13 thousandths of a second. That's amazing. Well, you must be absolutely thrilled. Where is next year's title? I guess you will go and defend it and a hat-trick would be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Yes, well, we've started thinking about that. We've got the question being raised to us already. Are we going to challenge again and try and do the hat-trick? It's in South Australia, so a lot closer to home, so not far to travel.
Okay, you're travelling back from Western Australia at the moment. So you're going to compete at Phillip Island this weekend as well on your way home?
Yeah. We're about 700 k's out of Perth now, and we're heading to Phillip Island to do the last round of their state series.
Okay, you've been to Phillip Island before?
Only in 2014 to watch the Formula V Nationals. It's a brilliant complex.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to have a crack on it because we're going over later in the year to compete at Isle of Magic, which is one of the biggest race meetings in Victoria.
Yeah, it's an amazing track. You'll love it, I'm sure. We've got to mention, too, that a couple of other Tassie boys over there, Kieran Glover from Hobart in the 1600cc category, also back-to-back Australian titles for him, and Lindsay Murford from Devonport, along with yourself. He finished in ninth place. He'd be pretty happy with that, wouldn't he, in the 1200 class?
Yeah, we were all stoked. Lindsay just wanted a top 10 position, and he got it. It was his first time on the track, so he had to work out, set up difficulties, and also finding the racing line, so he did really, really well. And then also Kieran, back-to-back like myself. And, we're both over the moon and both celebrated with the shoey at the dinner.
That's catching on, isn't it? The, Daniel Ricciardo's started a bit of a trend, hasn't he?
Yes, I think he has.
So that'll be for the winners from now on. Look, once again, Wade, congratulations. We're tremendously proud of you back here on the northwest coast. It's not every day that someone from here wins an Australian title. You deserve it, and back-to-back is an amazing achievement, and fingers crossed for a hat-trick next year.
Yes, thank you very much, Martin. Just before I go, I've got to thank the sponsors again, because without them I wouldn't be here. So major thanks to Tox Free, Downs Volkswagen, Show Systems Australia, Super Blast Sandblasting, Champion's Choice, Wiley Tyres and Speedy Tyres.
Well done, Wade. A professional job there as well as on the track with the interview as well. Good luck in Phillip Island this weekend, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Martin.
So there you go. That's Wade McLean, the new Australian champion. Well, not not a new Australian champion. He's back-to-back. So he's been Australian champion 2 years in a row now. And very professional there. He's going to go a long way because he didn't forget to mention his sponsors. And the sponsors will be pretty happy about that. And quite a few of them are actually advertisers with us as well. So I know they'll be just as thrilled as he is. It's an amazing achievement. And Lindsay Murfitt, also from Devonport, to finish in the top 10. Not a bad effort either in the 1200cc category. And, of course, Leon Glover from Hobart winning the 1600. So the Tassie boys have, as to paraphrase Teddy Whitten, they stuck it right up them, didn't they?